John Lendorf, very happy to see that the Nibbles column is back in print, something you wrote for many years for both the Daily Camera and the Rocky Mountain News.
Right. I started in 1985 with the Camera and moved to the Rocky Mountain News, and I'm glad to see it's come to life again.
In the Boulder Weekly, and the edition this week talks about food trends for 2016.
Yeah, I've always been a food trend nerd. I can't really explain it, but I love these, you know, stories about what people are going to be eating in the future, you know, and often they're wrong. But, yeah. but I came up with some things that I think you actually will see this coming year.
Now, one thing you talk about is the grocerant. What is that?
Well, we know it really well in Boulder County and beyond because we have some great supermarket dining opportunities here, from Whole Foods to Alfalfa's and a bunch of other stores. More and more people, a surprising number of people, eat at supermarkets. And this is definitely gonna spread.
And why is that an upward trend? Because I think for years, any supermarket you could go in and they'd have a deli and you could get prepared food. And now they have seating areas. Is that the difference?
They have seating areas. The food is much better. And certainly if you're vegetarian or vegan, it's quite impressive. Also, the line between restaurants and grocery stores is blurring. They're both starting to do the same things and have delivery and all kinds of stuff.
What are some of the trends that you're predicting for this year?
One that will definitely continue is craft brew consolidation. You know, Colorado craft breweries are being bought up, often for billions of dollars, which would have made us laugh, you know, back when home brewing was first, you know, allowed in the late 90s or late 80s.
Right, Breckenridge just bought by AB, as it's called now, Anheuser-Busch.
Exactly. Another one is that, you know, they laughed when Oscar Blues brought out canned beer, but canned wine is the next thing. People poo-poo it, but it's actually makes it a lot easier, and it's recyclable and everything.
You know, we'll talk some about Boulder Food Rescue, which is another thing that you've been looking at. This is a great success story. I mean, it's about hunger in America, so it's not successful in that sense, but it is a good response.
And the food rescue organizations are opening across the country. Boulder Food Rescue is kind of a model. And if you don't know about it, volunteers pick up food from restaurants and markets that otherwise would be thrown away and deliver it by bicycle to the nonprofit organizations that distribute it. It also ties in with a movement towards less food waste, towards using different species of fish and parts of vegetables and everything else so that it doesn't go in the landfill.
It's a good New Year's resolution. Like, try to eat all the stuff in your fridge, right? Not waste it. Anything on the food calendar before we wrap up here?
Yes. Julia Hertz, who's the program director at the Brewers Association in Boulder, has written a new book that really gets deeply into beer pairing, the science and the taste behind pairing beer with individual foods. And she's going to talk about the book on Wednesday, January 13th at the Boulder Bookstore.
Excellent. Julia Hertz at the Boulder Bookstore, January 13th.
And what's the best thing you tasted lately, Sam?
Well, it was actually a gingerbread apple upside-down cake that I made with my daughter, Rosie, who is home for the holidays.
Oh, did you bring me any? No.
No. We ate it. I'll bring you. I'll have to make another one.
All right.
If you'd like to let John know what you think about this program, or you have questions or comments or ideas for future shows, email him at radionibbles@kgnu.org. And we'll see you next week.
Happy 2016.